What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're here for you on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, all with you on a Tuesday.
Also National Oyster Day as well.
Yep.
Get your oyster on, Mac.
Hey, it is an aphrodisiac.
Oh, let me tell you.
I just want to win.
It's a great spot. Go find a good oyster bar and a couple of brews, couple of cocktails, dozen oysters.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to do next?
I've been pounded this week.
Better believe it.
My wife will eat two dozen at a time. She loves them. Yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
You've
already won.
She'll order two dozen oysters and then say, what do you want? I'm like, I guess nothing.
Yeah, for my meal.
I'm starving.
Well, they kind of are the worst appetizer in the history of mankind. They definitely don't satisfy you, and they don't fill you up. Like, I know you're not supposed to get full on appetizers, but you get a couple wings, you're like, that was satisfying. That was really good. I don't need a huge meal. Whereas like oysters, you're like, all right, so that was fun.
Oh,
right.
See, I love them though. I love the raw oysters with just some horseradish on them. They're fantastic.
Oh, great. I do love a little horseradish, a little Tabasco, a squeeze of lemon. That's how I'll eat mine.
Yeah, throw a saltine underneath. You got yourself a meal. You got your carb, you got your protein, you got your spice. I mean, smash. You got everything that you could possibly want right there. And then you let it slide down the back of your throat. It is fantastic, man.
Here comes the professional oyster persona on the text line in 3, 2, 1.
Those ones we had the first night in NOLA were awesome.
The grill.
The charred oysters in New Orleans are fantastic.
Those are legit.
Go to Drago's. It's in the Hilton.
Awesome,
they're fantastic.
Dude. Those are real oysters.
Yeah. Somebody's going to tell you they're not real, right? No, they are fantastic.
They were so good,
because they're coated in butter and breadcrumbs and garlic, right? And then roasted on that open flame. Ooh. Oh, yeah. They are really, really good.
That was good.
Talking about eating seafood when we live in Kansas City. Come on, man.
Somebody really text that in from the text line.
BBL, oh, my stinky. God.
But it is a Tuesday, so we get to our hot corner. Bob, your list is, your name is first on that list, so we'll see what you have to hear about this.
Yeah, you know, for me and Mac, you're going to have to play the audio because mine doesn't go over the sound. Tough Tuesdays going to Colin Cowherd. Just when you think, like, old radio bits die. No, Colin Cowherd continues his old radio bit.
You know, I don't like backward hats. What's worse is a backward visor. Mm. That's a 2-win team. I'm taking away 4 wins. So when you sit in front of a podium, you're representing the Cowboys, you're representing Bank of America, you're representing a $12 billion corporation. I think you got to do better as a head coach than a visor backwards. There's a reason that country clubs and private clubs, you have to wear collared shirts and jackets. There's a reason for that. Like, there's a standard. I don't want to look like a guy that's here to move my couch. Like, I want you to do better than that.
Like, hasn't that kind of run dry with the backwards hat and whatnot? Because the one guy that he really took it out on was Baker Mayfield, who was 50th on the top 100 of NFL top 100 players.
That's still going on?
It is, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
did we miss number one?
Well, that's fallen on deaf ears this year, hasn't it? Like, it really has. It's a wet fart. It really is. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's paying attention. I just happened to see a post on X, formerly Twitter, yesterday with Baker Mayfield at number 50. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Baker's in the top half, right? Yeah. And so this guy's been complaining about his backward hat. And then he was complaining about Brian Schottenheimer yesterday, the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Look, am I a Brian Schottenheimer believer? No. Do I believe in the Cowboys? No. They're a better than a two-win team. And having the hat on, the visor on backwards doesn't really matter. He probably came in and turned it around so he could address the media and see them face-to-face and not be rude by having that visor blocking his eyes. But also, too, in coaching today, you have to be relatable to your players, right? And believable. And if that's who he is and that's who Brian Schottenheimer is, then that's who Brian Schottenheimer has to be. There's nothing worse than trying to fake who you are and fake who you are as a coach, especially in front of a bunch of grown-ass men. And if that's who Brian Schottenheimer is, then let Brian Schottenheimer be Brian Schottenheimer, because that's the only way he's going to be a good head coach. And so, Colin, put down the cane, the walker, the wheelchair, the tapioca pudding, and stop being so old, Grandpa.
At least it was a backwards visor. I mean, you can't wear backwards visors, but you can.
There's a very low percentage of this that is smiles and glory holes.
That's not AI. That's actually Jerry Jones. You can talk about glory holes, but you can't
There's
wear a backwards
a very
visor.
Very low percentage of this
glory holes
that is smiles and glory holes.
All right, Mac, who's on your
yeah.
I was having sex with Jerry Jones.
Apparently somebody.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
Mm-hmm. That one may be AI.
No! I don't know
either.
This isn't AI.
Hello, America.
Go ahead.
unofficial depth charts coming out. We talked about the Chiefs. Shador Sanders, we brought it up earlier. Fourth string on the Cleveland Browns.
Dylan Gabriel getting the shot.
Not only fourth string, they went out and signed Chet Huntley yesterday because it's so bad in Cleveland.
You better be a damn good quarterback. Your name's Chet Huntley.
I mean, they got five cats on their depth chart right now at quarterback. That means they don't have one.
Yeah, how many Morgan Wallen songs are in Chet Huntley's top 50?
Oh, all of them. Yeah.
Tyler Huntley, they went to go get him and they were like, yeah, we needed Tyler Huntley. You know, these guys are hurt. These guys are hurt. It's like, no, these guys all suck. That's why you're going to get Tyler Huntley. Stop.
That's like, we got Joe Flacco and three never has-beens, now on their roster. And say what you want about Shador Sanders. If he was any good, he'd be moving up the depth chart with those carcasses ahead of him, right?
Exactly.
I mean, he really would. And to say what you want about Shador Sanders one step further, they went out and signed Chet Huntley because they don't believe that they've got enough quarterbacks that can go out there and play at this point in time. Yes, Dylan Gabriel's banged up, and whoever number two is on the depth chart, you know, maybe
Kenny
hurt
Pickett,
as well. Kenny Pickett.
And they're saying Shador's got shoulder soreness.
Right. They're looking at their quarterback situation. They go, we got Joe Flacco, and we really don't have a backup right now on this roster. Kenny Pickett may go down as one of the biggest busts, you know, in the history of the NFL. Now, is that on Kenny Pickett or is that on the team? It's on Kenny Pickett. He's been on his third team now, and he still can't figure out how to beat Dylan Gabriel out for a spot on the roster.
Tough. And Dylan Gabriel can't even see over the line.
It's so bad.
It was actually inside your mouth.
But yeah, it's. Yep. I wonder if Cody's back today.
I don't know. I texted Alex to find out if Cody's going to be back, if he's got that B stuff still going on. Are they going to send Binkley up to camp today?
Oh, man.
I mean, Binkley's been, you know, jonesing to get up there, so this could be a big day.
Binkley at camp's like going to a movie with a guy who's seen it before. Now, you want to watch this. What? I was going to be surprised. Hey, check this out. Watch how they do this around here. I don't know what's going on, but you're ruining it for me. Never do it. Actually, it's fun. It'll get you there. My Tough Tuesday or Hot Corner goes to Aaron Boone. Boy, is the sky falling in New York. Mm-hmm. Now tied with the Rangers with the third and second wild card spot. Boston has shot above them as the hottest team in baseball outside of Toronto and yours truly, the Kansas City Royals. Three best records since, I believe, the All-Star break in baseball. And Aaron Boone, man, can't figure out the bullpen. Can't seem to get it right. The team is doing terrible without Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm. He's back tonight.
Have you ever needed somebody more back in your life than Aaron Judge? So bet on him to hit a home run tonight if you want to. If not two, if you really want to juice it up. But, man, watching the New York Yankees fans in Jersey out there going nuts about the Aaron Boone saga that is New York. boy, if they miss the playoffs, you talk about getting rid of McDermott or Harbaugh or guys like that for not getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
If Boone doesn't make the playoffs, he will be fired on October. He'll be fired on Halloween. It is bad right now in New York. And I mean, I know that there's a lot of dramatic fans here. I know I'm dramatic about the Royals. Boy, is the sky falling in New York.
Well, and that's the expectation, though. The expectation is not to be a team battling for a wild card spot. It's to be in first place. And that's kind of where I am with the Royals. You told us you were a playoff team going into this season. You're under 500. You're anything but a playoff team at this point in time. The Yankees told everybody they were a World Series contender. For whatever reason, people forget Aaron Boone led the Yankees to the World Series last year.
Last year.
And now they want him fired this year. Him and Cashman, I think, are very tight from what I understand. It may be a whole time for a new regime change with the Yankees. I mean, Brian Cashman has been there since the 90s. He's been the GM of the Yankees longer than Mac's been alive.
Yep.
Damn.
If not borderline close. Like, I do believe that Brian Cashman
has
been
35 years or so.
I think he's been the GM longer than you have been alive. I think he took over like 98 or something like that.
So we're tied. That's really impressive, man.
I mean, seriously, think about that. Like, you look at when he took over. There's a good chance that he's been the GM longer than you've
96,
been on Earth.
So wait, as the assistant GM. So yeah, 98 was his first
98
year.
Was his first year, right? Yeah. As GM. So what year were you born?
98.
What month were you born?
August.
What month was he hired?
September. Probably in February.
I'm thinking he may by months.
Yep, in February 1998.
So he was fired in February of 98. You were born in August of 98. That guy's been the GM longer of the Yankees
Six
than you've
longer.
Been on Earth.
Mm-hmm. That's insane.
I would think there's time for a regime change. Like, when was the last time you saw anybody in sports employed that long?
That's insane.
See, there's the Jersey guy talking about the Yankees. I mean, a little bit.
My God,
get him out, fire him, it's over.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that, but I mean, like, you talk about, like, of all organizations who fired Billy Martin five times as manager, they've had the same GM longer
That's
than Mac's been alive.
That is unheard of in sports.
Right. I mean, 5 years you get to be a GM.
Seriously.
And then you're bounced,
yeah.
You know? Dayton obviously was an anomaly. Carl was an anomaly. Veach will be an anomaly. You don't see it happen that long. 26 years as the general manager of a team? Whew.
Well, I don't think that.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Coming up. Speaking of Mac, don't forget fantasy football starts this Sunday, August 10th at 9 a.m. So your fantasy rosters and potential ADP positions of guys that could go in the first round, second round, and third round. We'll see how much he dives into it. Make sure you tune in Sunday at 9 a.m.
Josh Simmons number one?
Absolutely.
You can take offensive linemen. You better believe it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.